Game two is tonight, and then the series will shift back to St. Louis for games three and four on Saturday and Monday. The Cardinals blew another three-run lead last night for the second night in a row. The Phillies rallied for a 4-3 victory over the Redbirds. Cardinals led 3-0 just four batters into the game on a solo home run by Paul Goldschmidt and a two-run shot by Marcell Ozuna. But the Phillies rallied for four runs later in the game off Adam Wainwright, including a two-run double by Bryce Harper and a two-run game-winning home run by Cesar Hernandez. Wainwright pitched six innings and struck out 10 with no walks, but he allowed four earned runs, and he's now 4-5 on the season. And that one game under 500 mark for Wainwright matches the Cardinals team. They're now a game under 500, four games behind the first place Cubs. Tonight, Cardinals rookie left-hander Genesis Cabrera replaces Michael Wacha in the rotation. Cabrera will make his Major League Baseball debut as he gets to start against Aaron Nola, the Phillies right-handed pitcher who is 5-0 on the season. News, weather, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour is brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, serving Maryland-style crab cakes like no other restaurant in town. At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake with no peppers or onion and no filler. Just a little egg and breadcrumb to bind that crab cake together. The crab cake entree at Surf and Sirloin is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 of those 8 ounces is pure crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637, or they have an app, Open Table, you can make reservations through, or make them online at surfandsirloin.com. The 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Who's ready for a USDA prime steak? You won't find USDA prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
It's not summer grilling season until you hear the sizzle of quality Hatfield pork hit the grill while friends and family anxiously await their first serving. That's because Hatfield comes from pork experts who deliver easy-to-prepare varieties of deliciously marinated tenderloins, loin fillets, chops, and ribs. They come with a pledge to quality right on the package. And once they get a taste, everyone will be back for seconds. Get the pork that makes grilling more interesting at Schnucks and visit simplyhatfield.com for more info.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Club Fitness wants everybody to lift local, so we're extending our offer. Join by May 31st and get summer free.
Summertime and the list is easy. With free group classes at over 20 St. Louis area locations, Club Fitness brings me closer to my community and my fitness goals. Plus, free kids club makes it easy to work out when school's out.
So check out a club near you
and lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join in May and summer's free. See club for details.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
America, my home. is my favorite part of the show. 5 o'clock hour. Good
FM.
No, not yet.
Right, yeah,
not
yeah.
Yeah. A little early. Just a little.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Right together.
And we're full of chips. And we think you'll get lots of...
Yeah.
Classic.
Oh, my.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 29th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens and Baths. Ever tell you the story of that Playhouse theme, that Pinions Playhouse is on the air? Ever tell you how that...
Yep.
It's been around for like 25 years now. Done a long,
more than
long
that,
time
I think, hasn't
at
it?
At least 25 years. Well, if I told you, then I'm not going to tell you again. We're brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens and Baths. They're in the process of building a brand new showroom. It's going to take a couple more months, but you want to act now.
Hey!
And I will tell you why if you're even thinking about remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. But first, let's tell you who's in this room. We start with the most important piece of equipment in the room, and that's the control board. Somebody has to run it. Not everybody. Okay, anybody can do it. But the guy who does it here is a guy who spent 19 years in Great Britain. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. Yes, I'm talking, of course, about Trevor Limestone Limey. Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. As the rain is approaching, drive safely out there. Remember, windshield wipers on, headlights on. It's the law.
Yeah,
that's
for
right.
Goodness sakes. I'm with Dan on the headlight thing.
Oh, man.
How can you people, especially when it gets as dark as it looks like it's going to get, turn your headlights on.
Driving me crazy.
Yeah. If you don't want to turn your wipers on, that's on you. But for the rest of us, turn your lights on, and yeah, I can see it. It's rolling in. Again, like we needed more of this. Let's see as we go around the room. Oh, thank goodness he decided not to jump in the car and go northbound or southbound or westbound or even east. Bill Clevelin, say hello to everybody.
Do you plan out your phrase for the day, like at the start of the day, what you're going to say?
Bill.
I come to you. That's too early.
I literally do it as you walk in the studio.
Oh, okay, very good. Hello, everyone.
No, to make it sound like you have a great work ethic, I think you're supposed to say you map it out weeks in advance.
Got a schedule. Weeks in advance,
yeah,
Bill.
There you go. Now you sound like a hard worker. Oh, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor and try not to do it like you did yesterday.
Okay. I want to say hi and thank you to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stiefel. When you're retired or approaching retirement, volatile stock markets and challenging...
Oh, my good Lord. Oh, my God. In your defense...
Yes.
We should tell people, you have shingles.
I do.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. No, he does.
I do. It's very painful.
It's extremely painful. I've had it. So that's your excuse, and I think it's a good one.
All right,
let's
thanks.
Try it again. Start over.
Okay. Oh, start over?
Mm-hmm. He said shingles for 35 years.
Yeah. I did.
That's his excuse.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. It's the longest known case of shingles.
Thanks, Bill.
Of the mouth, right. Though. Yeah.
I'd like to thank Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both Senior Vice President Investors from Stiefel. When you're retired or approaching retirement, volatile stock markets and a challenging economy can make you anxious. Mark and Jason can help you design a plan to pursue your long-term goals. Long-term.
Sad.
I'm going to change this whole sentence around. Stiefel Nicholas and Company... Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE, to schedule your complimentary retirement plan review.
Hang
for
on,
their
hang
number
on,
and hang more.
On a second, my phone is vibrating. Hang on a second, vibrating.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Jason's on with you on the line? Yeah. What? You are? Okay, I don't blame you. Bye.
Please cancel. Cancel your sponsorship.
You would think it'd be the other way around because Dan reads their ad four times every show.
They get their money's worth at least.
For their number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Well, this next man needs no... You know, David Letterman has that show on, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. Well, same with this guy, but we give him one anyway. We always tell you that he was a Denny's night cook, and that he was a door-to-door knife salesman, and a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, and a DJ at a roller skating rink. But now... And what really matters is, it's like, what have you done for me lately? He's like, what does he do now? Well, he's not just in research. He's the head of research. You have any idea what that involves? The head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. I look up right now. It says 5:20:59. Ooh, 5:21. 5:21:01. 5:21:02. Accurate to the second because of the man who resets it. And that's this guy. He's in charge of that. He's also our news director and our newsman. He's the author of the international bestseller, Bad Mood, Good Mood. And there's something else he does. What is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Jim Rockford, he is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Matheny Heating and Cooling, yeah. St. Louis. Heating and air conditioning special since 1942. Since 1942, they have an A-plus reputation as a third-generation family-owned business for providing their customers with prompt, reliable, and courteous services. They specialize in the installation and repair of high-efficiency heating and cooling systems, and they have excellent reviews by customers in the St. Louis area on Angie's List, Yelp, and Google Plus. Check them out online at MatheneyHeatCool.com or give them a call, 314-727, which happens to be my birthday, 314-727-9000.
I like how you worked that in there, because that's coming up here, July 27th. Ooh. Clever.
Thank you.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses hind end.
I was telling Rat Boy that this past weekend at the lake, my grandson, who loves to fish and fished a lot, as he always does, for hours and hours and hours, and caught a couple of really nice catfish, and Rat Boy was asking me if I knew about using, what was it, as bait?
Cheese.
Yes, we do know that, and he has used cheese. Thank you. It works fine. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Don't they use, I'm not a big fisherman. Don't they use stink cheese for
stink bait
for catfish or something?
You can use a lot of stuff to catch catfish.
Catfish will buy hot dogs, chicken liver, shrimp, stink bait.
These idiots in Kentucky catch them with their hand.
Oh, that's
noodling.
Idiots. I've known one person who did that, and his arms were all skinned up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no thank you. I don't have any desire to noodle. And if you look it up, you can find out what it is. We tell you, but we have other pressing matters we have to discuss in the Playhouse. Among them is to tell you about Thompson Price and what's going on with the Thompson Price company, people, showroom, and here's what's going on. They're in the process right now of putting together and building a brand new showroom out in Chesterfield Valley on the west end of Chesterfield Valley. And it's going to take a while because of the way they're doing it. This is a showroom like no other Kitchen and Bath company has ever built before. And it's not necessarily that it's bigger than any other. It's the thought they put behind it. They've decided, based on past experience with customers, and not just consumers, but with decorators and contractors, builders and designers, they want a showroom where anybody can come and participate in putting together the perfect kitchen or bathroom for a client, if you're a decorator or a contractor, or you can come just as the consumer and do it just with Thompson Price. So, in other words, anybody and everybody can be part of this fantastic process, with the end result being the perfect kitchen or bathroom for your house. And if you build a home, you're building a new house, you tell the home builder, you can put the roof on and you can pour the foundation and you can do the family room, but I want Thompson Price involved and in charge of the kitchen and the bathrooms. Do that. We did an addition to our house. We haven't built a house in a million years, but we did an addition, and I told the contractor, I said, don't be offended and I hope you don't mind, but when we get to the bathroom, it was a master bedroom and bathroom. You do the bedroom. We do the bathroom. I'm bringing Thompson Price in. He said, oh, my goodness, they're the best. No, I don't mind at all. And that's what we did. So Thompson Price, remember that name and remember to make sure that at least one of the companies you're talking to, in case you talk to more than one, make sure one of them has the name Price in it. Then you'll know you're dealing with the people we're talking about. And yes, toward the end of summer, they will have a new showroom. I wouldn't wait for that if I were you. If you know you're interested and ready to go and get started in having somebody that I don't think there's anybody better, honest to goodness, than Thompson Price. If you're interested in having that process started, go on and get on it now, because there's a lot of money to be saved in the fixtures and the cabinets and countertops at the current showroom. They don't want to move that stuff to Chesterfield Valley. That showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Easy to find.
Is it down in the valley by chance?
No, it's not. No, it's not. The new showroom will be down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
That was
way
great.
Way to go. Way to go. Thanks, Bill.
ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
I think everybody is in a good mood in this room because we're getting a much deserved and long anticipated 4 days off.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll explain why in a moment. But first, thanks to Window World, we're going to have this next gentleman take us somewhere or tell us about something we might not have known about. His name is Bill Cleveland, and he is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com. How about a big, let's think of it as a Friday, the beginning of a weekend for us, because it is. So a big weekend rousing round of applause for Bill Cleveland, everybody. Oh, they're wound up.
Sounds like the L.A. Times newsroom.
They are wound up. Bill, how are you?
Great. Never been better. Thanks for asking. So, coming up on Friday. My microphone sounds weird. Coming up on Friday.
What?
That's just your voice, mate.
No, it's there's something weird.
What do you mean? Maybe it's my headphones.
Could be my $19 headphones. On Friday, big deal at Disneyland in Southern California. It will be the opening of Star Wars Land.
And what is that?
Star Wars Land. This is going
to
be a...
I've never been to Disneyland. Uh-huh. Not to be confused, Disney World in Florida. I've never been to Anaheim. Is that where it is?
It is in Anaheim. That is absolutely correct. Disneyland was the first of the Disney
way
parks.
To go, Limestone. Thank hitting you. That Star Wars.
It was my idea.
I was at Disneyland when I was a kid.
That's very creative.
Let me know.
Well, hold on, Tim. Hold on. Tim took a nap. Take your CPAP off.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Give a little precursor of what's to come in the next month.
You know, I don't. Does anybody here wear a CPAP machine?
I do.
You do?
I
do. Do you, in the morning, have that CPAP smear on your chair?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
CPAP smear.
Yeah.
On your chin.
Mm-hmm. On your chin.
Yeah. Oh, oh man.
How did we get from Anaheim to CPAP smear?
I don't know.
I love it. That was
to
fun.
Disney.
Good grief.
Well, I know how that.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. So it's going to open up May 31st. It's called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. This is a huge deal for people who are obviously into the movies, but also if you're a big Disney fan, and whether you like it or not, there are tons and tons of people that can't get enough of Disney. I don't actually know anything about Star Wars, quite honestly. Maybe just a
takes
little
place
bit.
In space.
That's great.
Yeah. So, Skywalker.
They have Jedi's.
They do have the, so you'll know this then, the Millennium Falcon ride.
I have no idea.
I've been
that
watching since. Well, even I know what that is, and I don't even know anything about Star Wars.
I don't
have no idea.
And
yeah,
that's like the big spaceship that they ride around in.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
The bad guys?
No, the good guys, I believe.
You know why they call pap smears a pap smear?
No.
Because women wouldn't do them if they called them vagina scrapes.
That makes sense to me. That doesn't sound very pleasant.
Oh, my God.
Those Millennial Falcons made by Ford.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a good one, Dan.
Man.
Wow.
Sorry, I have
shingles. Grade.
Nobody under 40 knows what a falcon was.
I know.
Poor I was falcon. Just going to come out with some crappy joke, millennial falcon, but that joke, that destroyed that.
Best segment
My
ever.
God. Wow. Vagina's great. I need to save that. Sorry, one second. I got work to do.
So, as I was saying... I was rudely interrupted. The new addition is 14 acres. It cost them $1 billion, this new addition. And they're also going to add it at Disney World, like you mentioned. They'll have the exact same thing at Disney World. That one's coming out in August. But it actually, if you've looked at the website and you've seen the preview, it actually looks really, really neat. You can download some apps for your phone so that when you're like waiting in line or you're, you know, walking around other parts of the park, there's interactive stuff going on that you can be doing with your phone while you're waiting in line or doing whatever. You have to have reservations if you want to go initially. Even just to browse like through the gift shops or different things like that, you know, reservation, it's free, but you have to have a park ticket, and the ones for the first few weeks are already sold out. But it's check it out. It's after June 24th, you won't have to have any reservations. And again, by the end of summer, both of the Disney World theme parks will have this new Star Wars land. So, some interesting facts about Disney World, or the Disney parks in general. In 2018, how many people do you think went to the Disney parks?
Both of them in the world?
There's three of them, isn't there?
So there are four theme parks in Florida. Then you have Disneyland in California, and then there's one in Tokyo.
So you're talking about
Well, there's
them?
One in Paris as well. Disneyland Paris.
I don't like
that. Well, my goodness, really? There's no way we could guess that.
157 million visitors.
I'll say 157 million
That's
visitors.
Dan's bit. Yeah. Oh, you stole well, Dan's
bit. You're always stealing.
Fine.
I was going to say 2 billion.
Thief. So at Disney World, so this is the four parks in Disney World, they call the people that work there cast members. That's what they call them. How many cast members do you think work there?
4,000.
Okay. 12,000.
Oh, 15,000.
I'll say 15,001.
74,000 people.
I win. Kim wins. He's closer.
Yeah.
They do 285,000 pounds of laundry a day at the theme park there. You can't buy chewing gum anywhere in the Disney.
Really?
In the
well,
Disney
smart, because they don't want gum stuck under everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Epcot Center. Has anyone been to Epcot Center?
I have not.
No.
Nope.
Really? No one?
I have. But it was so long ago, I'm sure I wouldn't even recognize it. Yeah, it's changed.
Epcot stands for Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. This was Walt Disney's idea, and he actually, when he came up with the idea, he actually thought it would be a place where people would live, like not just a theme park. Why is he an idiot?
Huh?
Who's an idiot?
Walt Disney.
He said Walt Disney's an idiot.
No, he's not.
Yeah, a bit of an idiot.
This guy's running a board up, and he's calling Walt Disney an idiot.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well said. You run a control board 12 hours a week, and Walt Disney's an idiot. Yeah,
hey, you great. Give me another 15 and you work and a couple a million, I'll make a theme park.
Yeah, I don't think
like
so.
Like he had it easy.
that name was originally Bunk, not Epcot.
Did a bunk come before the cot?
What?
Careful, that almost sounded dirty.
I was going to say Ep Hammock Center, but I didn't know what came before
same,
the cot.
Taking the same, went down the same bad road.
Well, I'll let you go first.
I'm sorry you did. Okay, and now back to Bill Cleveland.
Yeah, thank you. So there are 4,000 acres of lawns and landscapes throughout the four Disney parks in Florida. That's 3,000 football fields, if you're keeping track at home. Mm-hmm. Most cast members, I did not know this, can tell you where the bathroom is in 14 different languages, if you happen to need to know, other than in English. Well, because people from all over the world come there.
You know what that reminds me of, what he just did? For those of you keeping track at home, there used to be a Sports Center anchor. He's actually got his own radio show now, Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
But when he used to be a Sports
you Center... You need to shut the f*** up!
Come on, Randy.
No, we need to hear this story.
Yeah, I'm,
I want to.
I'd like to hear it.
No. Tim... Pay no attention to the man behind the control board.
Dan Patrick used to say, like when Bill Cleveland just said, for those of you keeping track at home, Dan Patrick, one of the funniest things I ever heard a sports announcer say was, and for those of you scoring at home, or even those of you by yourself, the Angels beat the Cardinals 4-3 last night. You know, it was kind of a scoring.
I get it.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt, Bill.
Sex humor.
Thank you.
when Disney World opened, so 1971, the admission to get in, $3.50.
That's outrageous.
Wow. Man. And now today,
it's,
what it's...
It's as much as $150.
Yeah, on, they just the raised it again, didn't they?
That's a one-day ticket on their busiest day, $150.
That's crazy.
And then last but not least, Trevor will not be visiting here because he thinks Walt Disney's an idiot.
We call him Limey.
Sorry. Limey the idiot. He is Disney was from Marceline, Missouri. So it's about 3 hours from St. Louis. So if you'd like to see where Walt Disney came up with all of his brilliant ideas in a town he grew up in, it's actually a fun road trip if you're heading that direction.
Marceline where?
Marceline, Missouri.
Hmm. Used to be called Marcia Full of Fat.
Ooh.
Sorry. God, I don't now, you know, as soon as I did it, I wish I hadn't done it. Marcia
Full of Fat.
I'll take it back.
I'm going to need 4 days off after this segment.
You got them.
All right. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, everybody. Courtesy of Window World, the largest selling replacement window in the United States. All right, here's what happens. We're off tomorrow. We're not going to be on tomorrow. The station is going to have lots of coverage of the Blues as they work their way toward, let's just say, winning the Stanley Cup. So they're going to be broadcasting, I'll tell you who in a minute, from the Social Bar and Grill. Noon to 7 p.m., John Kelly, Barrett Jackman, Tim McKernan, Cam Jansen, Andy Strickland, and others. You'll see when you listen tomorrow some, I believe, special surprise guests. It's at 4265 Rivas Barracks Road. There'll be food, there'll be drinks, and, of course, hockey talk and more hockey talk tomorrow, noon to 7, which means we are kicked off the air. So if you're really into the Blues thing, a lot of people are, this would be the place to be, 590 The Fan, noon to 7 p.m. Please don't email me. I have nothing to do with that decision, but we support whatever this station decides to do.
I hope it's happy hockey talk.
Well, we'll know later. What time does the game start tonight?
Seven?
Yeah, we'll know by what, 9:30 probably?
9:30, 9:45, 10.
10 o'clock, yeah. I do not understand this engagement at all. Scarlett Johansson is engaged to Colin Jost of Saturday Night Live. The two worst hosts of Weekend Update are that I Michael agree. Che and Colin Jost. They are absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
And I would never picture Scarlett Johansson with Colin Jost, but they are officially engaged. They've been dating for 2 years. I'm sorry, but that guy, what is his talent, Colin Jost? I mean, seriously, he's not funny.
Nothing.
Yeah,
he doesn't have a talent.
I don't get it.
He works well with Michael Che. That's probably about his
own
talent.
No, he doesn't work well at all with him because Michael Che is not even funny.
I'm saying that they probably work
well
together.
They're dull together.
Like, yeah,
they're,
they get along
they're good
together.
At being dull
right.
together. And, you know, Lorne Michaels, who is a really good eye for talent, what did he see in Colin Jost? I don't get it, but good for him, man. He snagged, whatever.
He probably
that, too.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
Snagged her, then he nailed her.
In case you missed it earlier, Dan Strauss has shingles, everybody.
Yeah.
You should know that. So, yeah, I know. And I had it, and it's not fun.
No.
And there's not a thing in the world you can do about it. You just have to ride it out.
And I go to the doctor tomorrow. I call the doctor today and talk to them. They called me and put a prescription
That's
in.
That's a good story.
Then they called back and said that they want me to come in.
That's a good story.
To verify and everything. But I'm going to take my shingles sample board with me and tell them.
Have you seen this?
Yes,
yeah.
It's hilarious.
He's done this for years, though. He almost,
I know.
This is a 20-year-old bit.
Yeah.
Dan has, folks, if you have a roofer come out, they'll show you, like, carpet samples. Little
Shingles.
Dan has one of those little, and he puts it under his shirt and opens it and goes, look, I got shingles. And it's actually funny when he does it. I hate to admit it, but it is.
I'm going to take it to the doctor tomorrow, and I say, this is my shingles rash. This is how I knew I had shingles.
Mm-hmm. And you'll laugh louder than he will.
I know.
When you do it. I had breakfast this morning with a guy who paid $600 to have breakfast with me through Window World to St. Jude. And it's the second year he's done this. His name is James. Nice guy. And this is twice now, 2 years in a row he's done it. He drives a truck. Now, He's a really nice guy, and I'm asking about what he does for a living. He doesn't go out of town. He leaves every night about 9 or 9:30, drives out 44, about 265 miles, swaps trailers with the guy, turns around and brings a load back every night. And he's home at, 7 or 8 or 6 in the morning or something. He drives over 500 miles every day. He pulls two trailers, not one, but two, and does this every day and says he loves it.
Wow.
He absolutely loves it.
What do you do to pass the time when you do that?
I don't know.
Probably listen to audiobooks.
But he said, I said, seriously, he said, no, I absolutely love it. He said, I work for a great company. He has great benefits. He makes a good living. And good for him, because I couldn't do that.
I guess if you take the same route, you get used to different spots.
But you'd also get bored. I don't see any other scenery, but he loves it. And good for him, man. When you consider, I don't think most people like what they do. I don't. I think most people probably don't like what they do or go to work every day. I mentioned this yesterday, and look, I'm not going to dwell on it, but pools are open now. Most of them opened this past weekend. My goodness, watch out for kids. And we get about 60 people every year in the St. Louis area who drown. And I just cannot, I know that any time a child's killed or somebody loses a child, it's bad. But something about drowning is just, it's dark and really, really, I went to school with a kid. I guess that's why, to me, And I remember that everybody treated him differently once he finally came back to school after his brother drowned. It's almost like he had some sort of plague or something. You don't want to say to him. You don't want to do the wrong thing or say the wrong thing. You don't mention his brother or don't ask him out. You know, it was really weird. I now can give you a total. I meant to do it yesterday. For anyone who cares, my grandson this past weekend at the lake, here is his total take of, animals. He caught 1 snake, 6 snails, 3 slugs, a big turtle, a bunch of worms, and 10 fish. Okay. Jeez. My grandson, the future Marlon Perkins.
Snails?
Jim Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And slugs. He loves to catch a slug. To me, you talk about something we could absolutely do without. It's the stinking, slimy, ugly slugs.
Isn't it basically looks like a snail without the shell? Well,
yeah, it got screwed and was born with no shell.
Where's
now,
my
you
house?
Know when a slug sees a snail, he goes, hey! Yeah. Where'd you get the house?
Yeah.
And how did I get screwed out of that? And they're slimy. They leave a like a snot trail.
Yeah.
He loves them. He loves them. He loves all that stuff. I didn't know this till this morning, and I Googled and got some information because of the stories that are out now about Mount Everest. And every year about this time, you hear, okay, somebody got killed climbing Mount Everest. Well, I didn't know this, but this is the absolute peak time. The latter part of May is the season. That's when go time, because of weather, because of, you know, everything.
It's a lot clearer. There's less
a lot
clouds.
Clearer,
you can see.
And that's when you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here are some things I did not know. How long do you think it takes from the day one to you hit the summit, if you make it? How long do you think it takes to climb Mount Everest?
We're talking like from the bottom of the mountain?
I'm talking the bottom before base camp.
I'll say 7 days.
Ooh.
Anybody?
I was going to say 8 days.
I'll go 20.
Two months.
Holy moly.
I'll say 2 months.
Dan, you're right.
Wow.
It takes 2 weeks to get to base camp, and then you live at base camp for 2 weeks. There's a month right there because they say you need 2 weeks at base camp, which is 17,000 feet. That's base camp to get acclimated to the lack of oxygen.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you work your way up to the summit. Now, here's the other thing. The summit of Mount Everest, and this really, I never heard this, is the size of an average dining room table. Only 6 people can stand on the summit at one time.
Wow.
It's that small.
Holy moly.
The actual summit is not a big area at all. And top 6 people.
Wow.
The oldest person, now keep in mind, when you get to the top of Mount Everest, which is 29,035 feet, you have 1/3 the oxygen your body really needs. So that's why there's bottles of oxygen and whatever. The oldest person to do it was 80. And he did it at 70. And in, I believe, 2017, just 2 years ago, He attempted it again in 85 and died while climbing it at 85.
And well, they also say that you step over dead people when you're going up there.
They're dead bodies and old discarded oxygen tanks because they're heavy. And when you run out of oxygen, they just throw the tank aside and keep going. It's becoming a problem.
I've seen pictures because, one, there's a traffic jam up there of people. Like, you have to stand in line to get up to the peak to have a view. Yeah. It's covered in trash because of all these, like, tanks and all that. And, yeah, there are dead bodies up there because they're frozen solid. Mm-hmm. And as you said, the air is so thin, people don't have the energy to carry a dead body back down thousands of feet. So they just get stuck there.
Now, what do you think it cost if you wanted to go climb Mount Everest? What do you think you're going to spend?
Oh, man.
There's a range from what to what?
Like, I heard this. I think it's like $11,000.
No, $11,000 is the price of the permit. That's just the permit.
Oh. Okay, then.
That's $11,000.
And then to survive there for 2 months, I'm going to say easily $30,000.
No, minimum 40 up to 100.
Wow.
Depending on how expensive equipment you want to buy and how many Sherpas you want and all that stuff.
You know, when you told me you were going to talk about this before the show, I made a little pro-con column of climbing Mount Everest.
Okay.
Here's all the good things that can happen, and here's all the bad things that can happen. Okay. Here's the good column. You ready? It's a quick one. Really? You make it to the top.
Yep.
That completes my good column. Now, you ready for the bad column?
I can guess what it is. Losing fingers.
Fall to your death in Death Valley. Freeze to death. Starve to death or have to eat your friends to survive. You get eaten by animals. You get frostbite. You get lost and disoriented, and you never see your family again. Mm-hmm. You break a leg or an arm. You get run over by an avalanche, or you get lost, and you're never found again until global warming allows helicopters to find your body.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'll pass. I'm not doing it.
And
people pay up to $100,000 to do this. I don't get it. Ah, boy, look at that time. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I got an email from somebody that said, hey, since you're not going to be on until Monday, could you please retell Slow Talking Bob? I know I've told it once since we've been here, but yes, I'll do it. I'll do a quicker version because I'm running a little later and I'd like to, and I don't want to make Mike Evans mad. Story of a guy named Bob who's a slow talker, and a friend of Bob sees him in town. He goes, hey, Bob, he said, I haven't seen you for quite a while. How have you been? He goes, well, I've been fine. And he says, Bob, somebody told me you almost got married. Is that true? And he goes, it is true. Almost got married. He said, Bob, what happened? I'm sorry. What happened? He goes, well, I met a great girl, and I have a dog, and she has a dog, and we both dog lovers, and I was at her house, and we're on the porch swing, and our dogs were in front of us, and my dog was nibbling her dog's ear, and I said to her, honey, when we get married, I can do that to you all night long. But by the time I got it out, my dog was licking her dog's butt.
Let's get a look at traffic with Joe Sonderman.
Page and Liberty, we have a rollover crash coming in. Southbound 270 slow Ladue most of the way to Highway 21. They cleared an accident there that had multiple lanes blocked. It's been about 10 minutes now, but that had eastbound 44 tied up near Bowles. This report sponsored by Lowe's. Pros do it right. Save 5% or more every day by shopping at Lowe's in-store or online. Save 5% on eligible purchases with your Lowe's business card credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. I'm Joe Sonderman. Now it's back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Club Fitness wants everybody to lift local, so we're extending our offer. Join by May 31st and get summer free.
Summertime and the lifting's easy. With free group classes at over 20 St. Louis area locations, Club Fitness brings me closer to my community and my fitness goals. Plus, Free Kids Club makes it easy to work out when school's out.
So check out a club near you
and lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join in May and summer's free. See club for details.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just three blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 27 years. At Biggie's, they pride themselves on service and great food. They make all of their dressings, marinades, and pasta sauces in-house. Biggie's is famous for their garlic cheese bread, steak sandwich, and their homemade white French dressing. Biggie's is family-friendly and also provides catering, whether it's for 5 or for 500. Located at 3332 Watson Road, check them out online at biggiesrestaurant.com.
Dallas, Texas, here we come. Mike Evans, standing by. You know who sponsors Mike Evans, I hope you do. Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market, right next door to each other, owned by the same great proprietors, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, closed only on Mondays. And folks, there's not a day that's not a great day to give somebody a gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's, and I would recommend reservations for lunch. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market proudly present Mike Evans. Big night for Blues fans tonight.
Gotta win. I hope the defense steps up, huh? Because they peed on themselves last night.
Well, they'll fix it tonight.
This week's Pop Quiz theme is all about celebrity and the most. Today, name the name who the celebrity who has the most. Marriages, Jennifer O'Neill, Mickey Rooney, Zsa Gabor, Elizabeth Taylor, answer in a minute. And in celebration of the Spelling Bee Week, an instant spelling bee for our listeners and for you in the studio.
All right.
Pick one person to spell out the word, and I'll give you the word, and the word is cemetery, which we will all be at one time or another. Now take a few minutes, think about it. Listeners, you can say it out loud while you're driving home from work. Who in studio is going to answer this?
Limey. He raised his hand first. Go ahead, Limey.
Limey, spell cemetery.
S-E-M-E-T.
S-E?
Oh, C-E.
Oh, no.
I'm an idiot.
Damn it. You blew it.
I'm an idiot. I used to live. My address in England was Cemetery Road.
Really?
Tam Cemetery.
C-E-M-E-T-A-R-Y?
Wrong.
Wait a minute.
C-E-M-E-T-E-R-Y. Oh, there is no A in cemetery. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Put an A in there. I didn't hear that.
Oh.
Sorry about that. A lot of people get that wrong, though. Movie review, Rocket Man is better than Ray. It's better than Bohemian Rhapsody.
Whoa.
In the beginning, Reginald Dwight started writing songs as a teenager that actually guided his life to becoming the superstar Elton John. From the awkward teenager to one of the biggest rock stars ever, his sexuality, his superstitions, and his determination are all very believable. Elton is the only rock superstar that I've never seen in person. I'm finally going to see him in November in Boston. Already have my credentials for that. The movie will hold me over then. Until then, Taron Egerton plays Elton John. Guaranteed he will get an Oscar nomination. Fabulous. Rated R. 2 hours long. 4 stars.
That's a big statement you just made. You say better than Ray and better than Bohemian Rhapsody. And when I saw the trailer the first time for this, it looked tremendous to me.
It's really
so I'm
good.
Hoping to see it this weekend.
Early movie review. You want bizarre? I got bizarre for you. Adam Driver and Bill Murray are two small town cops who notice the sun isn't going down as they drive around town. And, well, there are zombies everywhere. The movie is Dead Don't Die. Also stars Steve Buscemi, Tilda Swinton, Austin Butler, Danny Glover, and Selena Gomez. It's an odd 1950-ish B-horror movie, but very entertaining in tongue-in-cheek and a wink way. Rated R, 101 minutes, 2.5 stars.
What's the name of it?
It is called, it's called Dead Don't Die.
Okay.
Graduation time, and people that keep track of commencement speeches say the best speech so far this year, given by actor John Krasinski, went back to his alma mater, Brown University. It was a hilarious, encouraging, uplifting, positive, yet warned of real-life pitfalls. Very, very good. Very good. Everybody said it was just the best. The biggest Hollywood female smoker smokes 2 packs of cigarettes a day to stay thin. Her name is Jennifer Aniston.
Wow.
I don't care if she smokes. She can smoke with me.
How much time do you have?
You have a minute and a half.
44-year-old Johnny Big Bang Galecki and his 22-year-old girlfriend.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're going to have a baby boy, and they're going to name it after Jim Big Bang Parsons, who is his best friend. And there's a rumor in Texas border, down at the Texas southern border, agents are so overworked, people are still coming in, they can't seem to stop, it's just gone out of hand. Some agents starting to walk off the job. Boy, that would be a free-for-all if they do that. It would be completely a free-for-all. How much time do I have now, then?
You have 1 minute and 5 seconds. Now you have a minute.
There's a movie called Yesterday. This guy, it's a weird, bizarre movie about a struggling songwriter in England who lives through a global blackout caused by a horrible accident, and nobody knows the Beatles ever lived, so he writes a song, I'm Gonna Hold Your Hand, She Loves You, Yesterday, and everybody thinks he's a genius. It's a funny movie, great precept. I liked it. 3 stars for Yesterday. And finally...
That actually sounds... I saw the trailer. That sounds like a great movie.
Yeah. Who's been married the most times? Jennifer O'Neill, Mickey Rooney, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Elizabeth Taylor.
I'll say Elizabeth Taylor.
Mickey Rooney.
Zsa Zsa.
Liz Taylor.
Three people are tied at number 4.
10 seconds.
Elizabeth Taylor, Mickey Rooney were married 8 times. Jennifer O'Neill married 8 times to 8 men, but actually one of the guys twice. Zsa Zsa Gabor has had 9 husbands.
Oh.
Well done.
5 seconds. There you go. I knew the sound. I knew that. Even the 5 seconds, he'd be gone. Listen, we're not here tomorrow. Sorry about that. We'll be back Monday. Thank a police officer or firefighter every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody. Go Blues.
This is 590 The Fan. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Hello again, everybody. It's Bob Ramsey, and you're listening to KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and KFNS.com, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump is claiming the case is closed in the special counsel investigation of Russia meddling in the 2016 election. Trump tweeted that a person is innocent if there is insufficient evidence to charge a crime. The president was reacting to the first public remarks on the case by special counsel Robert Mueller. The former FBI director said that if they knew that Trump had not committed a crime, they would have said so in the report. The chair of the House Judiciary Committee says impeachment proceedings remain a possibility against President Trump.
Speaking from his office in Lower Manhattan, New York Congressman Jerry Nadler says the president is lying.
He is lying about the special counsel's findings, lying about the testimony of key witnesses, and above all, lying in saying that the special counsel found no obstruction and no collusion.
He says President Trump must be held accountable and that no one is above the law.